more and more things are being exposed globally. I don't know if they can arrest President Trump anymore. I think they ran out of indictments. It's pretty amazing. I mean, the deep state is really looking stupid. And so is all the media that's promoting it. You know, no, God doesn't send nobody to hell. They send themselves. Amen? Because of their what? Choices. Amen. So we are in a time right now where there are the enemy is attacking tremendously everywhere. I mean, it's like doubling up attacks because he knows his time is short. So we've got to be prepared in everything, you know. And one of the things that he challenges us with, and again, you've heard me say this before, is desire. If he wants to influence your desire is the key of every choice. Amen? And these desires, you can actually see these desires. There are harmful desires. There are helpful desires. And there are holy desires. Harmful, helpful, and holy. And this is where it's our responsibility to discern these desires and either cooperate with them or reject them. It's our responsibility. Not God's. That's why he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's amazing how many people I still run into who do not know what the heck's going on in the world. They're lost. They have no idea. What kind of desires are there? Harmful, helpful, and holy. Amen. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, and verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, are we in the latter times? That's good. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. I mean, that's really simple. In other words, the Spirit is truly extremely warning. He's extremely warning. Many will fall. They'll be falling from the faith. Doesn't mean that they won't say Jesus is their Lord. It means they'll stop following. They'll fall from that area of truly following. Although they may believe that Jesus is still Lord, but they ain't following. Does everybody understand that? They will fall from following. They will fall from trusting. And there's extremely warnings of these spirits that they will be more aggressive. And they are very much more aggressive in these last days. To do what? To disconnect us from the true reality of Christ and his plan. They want to disconnect us from the true reality of Christ and his plan. Now, if they can begin to do that, they will compromise your identity. And we've heard this before. They will be speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Again, there are harmful, there are helpful, and there are holy desires. And we must be able to discern these, because so many people are living out of helpful desires, but not holy. Does everybody understand that? James chapter 4, in verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? In other words, where is the battle? Where is this battle? See, so many people are looking out at the outside battle and not looking at the inside battle. Because that battle is inside. Amen? Do they not come from your what? Your desires. Hello. So that's where the battle's at. Your desires, our desires, are battling. What are they battling? They're battling harmful, helpful, and godly, or what we call divine or holy. That they do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? How many of y'all know your brain, your memory is a member? Your tongue is a member. Your heart is a member. Amen? Your thoughts are members. All parts of your soul is a member. And he said, these desires are in there. They war against one another. He says, you lust and do not have. Why? Because these desires are lustful. What is lust? An overwhelming what? Desire. Amen. You murder and covenant cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures or your harmful desires. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God or hatred with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. So what will make you a friend of the world? Having the same desires as those of the world. Wow. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? In other words, his desire, the Holy Spirit's desire, is desiring that you carry the desires that are from God and not from the world. But he gives more grace, more of his plan. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud. Why? Because the proud resists holy desires. But he gives grace to the humble. Humble promote holy desires. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, hallelujah. So you got to submit to God. What are you submitting to? His desires. Does everybody get it? Desires are lusts that are stored in memory, also known as emotions. As the soul, your mind, will, emotions, and desires, amen, continues the conversion process, the Holy Spirit begins to alleviate every desire to nullify its influence to the new creation that God has created in you. By doing what? Exposing it by your tongue, your choices, and your reactions. Does everybody get it? Why? Because out of the mouth speaks the what? The heart. That's the core of all desire, your heart. Doesn't the Bible say your heart is what? Wicked. But we need to ask God to cleanse it all the time. Desires are, again, the desires of harm or holy. The Holy Spirit will need you to cooperate with him, with the exchange, to remove these influences of desire and the influences of the voices of these desires and their vision. These desires carry a vision, a sight. See, when you desire, you see it. But people don't pay attention to what they see all the time. Faith comes by what? Hearing. He doesn't say faith comes by seeing. But I'll tell you what, as a believer filled with the Spirit of God, you will see. You will have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to follow. And what are you seeing? You are seeing these desires that are either harmful, helpful, or holy. And you have the power to choose them. You have the power to agree what you're going to speak. You have the power to cast down thoughts and imaginations. You have the power to respond or react. You have the power to stop. Hello? Why? Because you can see it through. See, as a believer, we should see everything that we agree with, the end result. If you don't see the end result, you're dangerous to yourself and others. This is what we learn. That's why there's a process, that conversion of the soul. In other words, if I make this decision, what's the end result? I make this choice, what's the end result? If I speak this, what's the end result? Anybody ever make a mistake what they said? Hello. You're like, oh, snap, what did I say that for? You know why? Because you didn't take this time to see it through. There's many things. You ever buy something you wish you didn't? You didn't take the time to see it through. It might have been a helpful thing. Well, I need a car right now to get to work. Okay, I'm just going to go out and buy one right now. Oh, cool. Right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boom, breaks down around the corner. Lord, then you blame God. And he said, man, I didn't tell you to get that car. Your own desire did. Because you were in such a rush to get some. You were in such a rush to get that job. You were such a, you couldn't wait on me. You couldn't trust me. I'm not going to go into deeper of marriages and everything else, okay? So anyways. Is addiction a desire? Yeah, it's an overwhelming desire. What you think about this, why do people still use? Because they can't get rid of that desire. And it's the spirit that's bringing that desire. Once you agree with that desire, a demon comes. Well, they're believers. It don't matter whether they're a believer or not. The devil's not a respecter whether you believe or not. Hello. It says, give no place to the devil is what the Bible says. But people give place to the devil, don't they? If they give place to the devil, by what? What they speak, what they touch and agree with, what they think, what they see. And again, the Lord is warning us that these deceiving, seducing spirits are more aggressive now than they ever have been. People that have been walking with the Lord, you're going to find they're going to fall for years. There are people that just have never been broken free because they can't be consistent. They're not disciplined enough. They say they love the Lord, but you know what? They don't love him enough. They may love him, but they're not in love with him. And there's a difference. You got to be in love with him. Hallelujah. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who what? Endures temptations. For whom he has, when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So what's he saying? He's saying, look at, blessed are those who, blessed are the individuals who overcome the emotional desires that are harmful. Blessed are those who overcome those desires. Does everybody get it? Blessed are they. And they will receive because they're being approved. See, you get approved by God by overcoming. He's not going to promote you if you can't overcome. Let no one say when he is tempted or tested, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But I'll tell you, God will let you be tested. Amen? That's called challenge. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his what? His own desire. The ones that he agreed with, it's harmful. And then what? Enticed to what? Take partake of it. See, because a desire comes doesn't mean you have to partake of it. You don't think the devil comes and attacks you after you've been set free and from drugs and alcohol and whatever else? He comes to what? Attack you to lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Man, he's trying to get you to turn your head to agree with that desire. So that desire, God didn't say the desire wouldn't come. He said, I'm giving you the power to overcome it. Amen? But those who don't overcome it fall. They fall. They fall away. They fall in captivity. But again, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and then enticed. When the desire has conceived, meaning they agreed with it, it gives birth to the presence of evil, which is sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings death. So again, a person who's been taken captive into this area of darkness has got to come out and hopefully doesn't die in that condition. Amen. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every precious, perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits or desires of his creations. Does everybody see that? Because a fruit is a what? A desire. So that we might become his desire to others. Blessed is the individual who overcomes his emotional desires that cause harm to self and others. Now, let's go a little further, please. Hallelujah. So then, my beloved brethren, verse 19. Let every man be what? Swift to what? Hear. Not react. To hear. Slow to what? Speak. You ever around someone, somebody speaks whatever they think? They're dangerous. They're very dangerous. They speak whatever they think. In fact, they don't. If you don't have dominion over your tongue, someone does. That means there's a demon there that's controlling you. Somebody got it. But I've been a believer 40 years. Yeah, well, 40 years been housing that demon. But then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to what? Let wrath react. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Woo! Hallelujah. So he says here, look at the fruits of desires, or fruits of desire. He said, we must hear, we must be patient to speak, and we must be slow to react so we can what? Respond. Respond. Hallelujah. Remember, we're not proving ourselves, we're pre-proven. So many times people are trying to prove themselves. You don't have to prove yourself. In fact, if you're trying to prove yourself, you'll disqualify yourself. Luke 6, verse 43. For a good tree, which means a person, their spirit, amen? Remember, this is symbolic. Does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Now, you got to remember, a tree means spirit. For every tree is known by its own fruit, or what's a fruit? A desire. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. Verse 45. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, which is the core of all desire, his mouth speaks. So you'll know where that person is by what they speak, their desires, what they want, how they react. That will expose the person. And we're to be able to discern that. Amen? Hallelujah. Know by the desires. Why do people backslide? Backslidden, right? No control over the desires. If they ain't got control over their tongue, they sure don't have control over their desires. Still living out of the soul and not out of the spirit. Everything is emotionally driven. Why do you think we wanted to get high? Because we were looking for fulfillment of a desire. But when you got Jesus, then you met the Most High. And you don't want high no more. You're high all the time. Then you're always saying hi to God. Because you have a relationship. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us, how you ought to walk and to please God. In other words, you want holy desires. Holy desires will please God, won't they? For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. In other words, your separation from the things of the world that are going to influence your desires. That you should abstain from sexual immorality, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. That each of you should know how to possess his tongue, his vessel, in sanctification and honor. His soul. not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in what? Holiness. And so by maintaining holiness, you will have holy desires. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. How to please God? Obedience to the Holy Spirit and his office of servants. To maintain emotional boundaries of desire. Now, the Holy Spirit has given us boundaries. There are emotional boundaries he's given us. See, you know when you're getting close to that. If you're truly walking in the Spirit, you'll know. You'll be sensitive to that. It's like almost like radar going off. You know, did you ever see those electrical wire fences? That's what those boundaries are like. You know, there's like, hold on, I ain't going there. You know, you don't want to go there. You can sense it. It's harmful. Did you ever, man, there's just something not right. Right. There's something not right. If you got to say maybe there's something not right, maybe there isn't something right. You're to discern it. You're to check it out then. Amen? To see if it's of God. See if it's not of God. See if the desire is harmful, helpful, or holy. And again, you can have a helpful desire, but it ain't holy. And you and I will have helpful desires that get us through life. But only holy desires get you home. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not fret because of what? Evildoers. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. That's God's promise. They're not going to escape. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his what? Feed on his what? Faithfulness. Is that his promises? So does that mean you'll be living from the future? Amen. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, if you delight yourself in him, you worship him, and in your presence, there's an exchange that's made. A heart exchange. Now you're carrying his desires. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. People that are anxious cannot rest in the Lord. That's the spirit of anxiousness. And you know what usually happens? They usually become critical of everything. They question everything. Because they're anxious, because they're critical. That's the spirit. Again, people need to expose themselves. Examine yourself. Write down what you've been doing all that day long. How you said things. How have you responded? How have you reacted? What you've agreed with? Go through it and find out where you're at. Amen? Don't wait for somebody else to tell you. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Oh, yeah. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, and do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You know, let me share something with you, vitally important. So many times people think that deliverance is a one-time event. I run into so many people, yeah, well, I've been delivered. Well, you don't look into me. You're still reacting. You still don't have control over your mouth, or you still don't have control over your reactions. You still don't have control over things. Why? Because those spirits have come back. So deliverance is not a one-time event. It's a daily event. It's just like the soul continuing to convert in its process. It never stops. It continues. Your deliverance continues. It doesn't stop. Man, you could have picked up demons today that you need to get rid of. Every day we pick up from something. You don't even realize what you're carrying. You may be carrying a wagon full of demons and don't even know it. Who's in your wagon? I don't know. Who's in your mirror? Amen? My wife did a teaching called Who's in Your Mirror? It was great. Look in the mirror. You see something start to wink at you, you better get rid of it. Amen? But you'll know your own fruit. You'll know your own desires. You know whether they're helpful or harmful or holy. You know. Don't let it, don't put it under a rug and wait for something to happen. Because you're going to feed it. Get rid of it then. Repent. Turn. Cause it to go. Amen? Don't wait for it to bite you again and cause you harm. Delight in his presence. Amen? Woohoo! Psalm 37. Yes, I love it. Delight in his presence and exchange your desires for, especially your harmful desires, for his holy desires. So while you're in the presence of God and worshiping, exchange them. Lord, grant me a clean heart. Exchange my desires for your desires. Tie my tongue into a bow. At least it'll look good. Psalm 140 and verse 4. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to make my steps stumble. I told you those spirits right now, they're aggressive like crazy. The proud have hidden a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation. You have covered my head in a day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked scheme, lest they be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, let the evil of their lips cover them. Woo-hoo! Let the burning coals fall upon them. Yes! Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they may rise not up again. And let not a slanderer be established in the earth. Let evil hunt the violent man to overthrow him. Wow. What a prayer. That's a prayer of escape, man. That's a part of my prayer every day, let me tell you. Harmful desires will go to hell. Helpful desires will get you through. Amen. But holy desires get you home. That's why the Bible says God knows the heart of an individual, doesn't he? But he's always trying to expose your heart to you. All of us, every day, he's exposing our heart. Psalm 51. Verse 1, please. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. In other words, transgressions, iniquities, and sins. Well, sin is the presence of evil. Amen. That influences us. When we agree with the influence of the presence of evil, it's called a transgression. That transgression will result in a curse on the family line and yourself. That's called iniquity. Hallelujah. So he's asking, Lord, cleanse me from all these, including my curses. For I acknowledge my transgressions, my acts of agreement, and my sin is always before me. The presence, that in other words, that sinful, that unhealthy, that harmful desire is always before me, he's saying. It's always before me. Against you, only you, I have sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. In other words, he could not overcome that because it was constantly in front of him. You know, you got to remember, they don't know what we know now. They didn't know it. Amen? They didn't have the keys to bind and loose. They didn't have the power, the anointing of Jesus Christ that you and I have. We have no excuse. Hallelujah. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in my inward parts, or in my what? Desires. You desire truth in my desires. And in hidden part, you will make me to know my, to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and cleanse, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities, or my what? Curses. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. In other words, one that's consistent and disciplined. Do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Here's a cry from somebody. David, most likely. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Powerful. Desire truth in my desires, my inward parts. I want truthful ones. Why? They're holy. Psalm 16 and verse 9. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall also rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is what? Fullness of joy. That's a desire, isn't it? Isn't joy a wonderful desire? At your right hand are what? Pleasures for our desires. Holy desires forevermore. Does everybody see that? Those are holy desires. Where? They're coming from his presence. They're coming from where? His presence. Is the path of life of pleasures. You only can get in his presence. There's fullness of joy in his presence. These are holy desires of righteousness that come from his presence. 1 John chapter 2, and verse 15. Do not what? Love the world. Is love a desire? A lot of people say, I love that. That means they really want it. I love that food. I love that taste. Hello? I love that weather today. They really want it. Amen? Is that a harmful desire? It can be, depending on what you're loving after. Amen. Praise God. Do not desire the world or the things in the world. If anyone desires the world, does everybody understand this? The desire of the Father is not in him. Oh, gosh. Are you reading this with me? Let's start verse 15 again. I want you to replace the word love with desire. Do not desire the world or the things in the world. If anyone desires the world, the desire of the Father is not in him. Whoa. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, which is called lust, the desire of the eyes, or lust, and the pride of life, which is self, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the desire of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. That's so powerful. Hebrews 10, verse 19, please. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true or pure heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and evil desires, and from our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast. Everyone say, hold fast. The confession of our hope without what? Wavering. That word wavering also means compromising. For he who appointed, who promised, is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking to assembling of ourselves together, as is the matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. Holding fast. Without compromising. Colossians 2:18, please. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility. That word delight means taking what? Desire. In false humility, in worship of angels, intruding into those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly thoughts. Wow. Remember, your memory stores, your brain stores memories of desire and vision. Every one of those desires is a picture. Everything in your life is associated with a picture. You know, even your eyes. I'm trying not to go off course here. You and I live in a reality that only your eyes, God created to see in this reality. He didn't allow these eyes to see through into other realities. Only this one. But we can see in the spirit to other realities. Does everybody get it? But our eyes, the frequency that our eyes are created with, can only be seen into this reality. Does everybody get that? But when we get a new creation, man, we're going to see it all. There's nothing, there's no limitations. When we get that new body, that new glorified body, there's no limitations then. You think it and you're there. Praise God. So anyways, just to remind you that in your memory, those memories are attached to not only an emotion or a desire, but also a picture or a vision. Hallelujah. Again, verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Don't let anybody cheat you. Holding fast to Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you what? Now, this is very powerful. This is what really blows the theology of once saved, always saved. Not, and don't get me wrong, God knows a person's heart. Amen? I there was a guy that was in a coma for 7 years. He came out of the coma. And he said he felt like he was in prison because he could hear everyone. Everything that was going around, he knew. But he couldn't speak to no one. Only, and he tried to cry out. He couldn't. 7 years in that condition. He came out of the coma after 7 years. They had to teach him how to walk again and basically how to talk again and everything. And he kept saying, to his dad and so, because his dad used to come and speak to him every day, and his family would come and talk to him every day. So no, when people are in a coma, they still hear you. He said it brought him comfort. It was the only thing that kept him sane. Then he came out of it. Hallelujah. So, he says in verse 2, let's start with verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel, the message of truth, which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in what? In vain. Whoa. Again, it blows the theology of once saved, always saved. You know, my mother, who was dying in another state, we'd gone back and forth, and, you know, we just couldn't go back the last time. This is when I first got saved, and my brother and my dad called me, and they said they don't think she's going to be around much longer. And they just believed that she needed to hear my voice. And when they put her on the phone, I said, Mom, it's time to go home. Jesus is waiting for you. It's okay. Within those 2 hours, she passed. But sometimes there just needs to be an encouragement that Jesus is waiting for you. You know, Jesus is waiting for you. You may not be able, you may think that they're not hearing or seeing, but God knows. You know, people have laid hands on people and prayed in tongues over them while they're in a coma, and they knew what the communication was. So never put a limitation on what the Lord can do. Amen? Or what he can answer and do. Never put a limitation on it. And Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and do what? Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. In other words, your hour of death. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed with white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So we've got to hold on, right? We've got to be steadfast no matter what. And no, begin to discern whether those desires are harmful, helpful, or holy. Because we are being attacked in a tremendous way now. All kinds of things are breaking out. And not only that, now the media is, because of what they're speaking and declaring and prophesying, they're releasing things in the atmosphere that you and I must overcome. So what are they actually doing? They're actually calling up and conjuring up more demonic forces from hell to release into the atmosphere. But thank God he using us is greater than he is in the world. Stay dressed and possessed with the glory of God. Stay filled with the Spirit. Keep your full armor on and attack before you're attacked. Amen? Strike first. Don't wait to be struck, to your down and out. Strike first. As soon as you begin to sense something, don't hesitate. Hesitation can become very disastrous. Did you ever get in a four-lane highway when somebody hesitated? I hate being behind those people. I'm going to push them through. I need a big rubber bumper on the front. But anyways, things are definitely happening. And listen, we are called to be in this time. You're not here by mistake. We're called to be in this time. Others have been taken home, but you've been left here to be in this time for a purpose. And that's to fulfill His purpose and declare the truth. God, see, He sees it. He sees us not the way we see us. He sees us as flames of fire. He sees us as soldiers with a sword of the Spirit. He sees us dressed in the full armor of God, armed and dangerous. See, you got to see yourself that way too. And you got to ask Him, Lord, show me how you see me. And if He shows you as a wet noodle, you better do something about it. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your word. We're honored and blessed. You are awesome and you are true, and there's none like you. It is your presence that we love. It's your presence, Lord. So keep us filled, dressed, and possessed in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.